week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
I lost my way, my feet did stray to shifting, sinking sand. I could not go much farther without a helping hand. Well, standing there all alone, a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, I can show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary. It's been so long since I've been there. Working my way back to Calvary. This narrow path will take me there. Just ahead, an old familiar pathway I can see. From the light that's in the distance, that old cross I plainly can see. Through tear-stained eyes, I struggle on, as a voice to me did say, if you're looking for Mount Calvary, let me show you the way. Working my way back to Calvary. It's been so long since I've been there. Working my way back to Calvary. This narrow path will take me there. Yes, this narrow path will take me there. Well, I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. Well, my soul gets so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. Had my ups and downs, my sorrow and frowns have passed my way. But I paid no attention, dropped all my contention, had no time to stay. Problems only weighed me down and caused my sunny skies to turn gray. But I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. Well, my soul gets so happy, I shout and I sing night and day. I'm on my way to heaven and my journey getting sweeter every day. He was good enough to save me and wash all my old sins away. Now he leads me, he guides me, protects me and hides me. Keeps me each day. I know that he loves me, for he entered in my heart into to stay. Now I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. Well, I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. My soul gets so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. Said I'm on my way to heaven and my journey getting sweeter every day. Well, I'm on my way to heaven and my journey getting sweeter every day. I'm walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. My soul gets so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. Said I'm on my way to heaven and my journey's getting sweeter every day. There are walls made by man, built by frail inhuman hand, that an enemy can scale and get to you. But there's one protecting me from my greatest enemy. It's a wall that Satan can't break through. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong. I need a wall of prayer surrounding me. Oh, my brother, when I'm weak, would you stand instead for me and pray a fortress round me strong won't move? And I promise you today, when I bow my knee to pray, I'll do my best to build a wall of prayer for you. Sometimes a wall of grace, sometimes a wall of faith, other times it's sweet mercy that I need. But the one for which I long, it makes all the others strong.
Hear the gentle breezes blowing. together in heaven. I won't ask to be together in heaven. I want to walk down the streets of gold. I want to run through the fields of green clover. See the mansions, smell the flowers, hear the singing, it's all ours. See the rivers gently flowing, feel the gentle breezes blowing. I want us to be together in heaven. Oh, I want us to be together in heaven.
I've been blessed with many things. God's been so good to me. I have family and friends who share in all that I do. But if I lose it all, and I'm left with nothing, the Lord, I know I'll make it through. He's the only reason I live. Oh, what a reason. He's the only reason I live. And oh, what a reason. There's nothing in this world worth living for. It only leaves you empty and longing for more. He's the only reason I live. And oh, things to find real happiness. But if you've looked very long, then you know that it just can't be found. Until you find the Lord in the power of His Spirit,
of Calvary's hill. Peter had denied him, they cried, crucify him, but he was in his Father's will. As he hung there in silence, my fate in the balance, I think back and I realize that he said, forgive them, and cried, it is finished. They were tears in my Father's eyes. And who put the tears in the eyes of the Lamb? Who plowed the head with thorns till it bled of the great I
Now James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, I greet you. My brethren, count it all loss when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith will work your patience. And let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting of nothing. If any of you are lacking wisdom, let him ask of God. He will give him wisdom and understanding liberally. And he will upbraid him, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea with the wind that has been tossed. For let not this man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. For the double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. No, I don't profess to have all the answers, but I am very understanding that things do break. You see, things don't last forever. But is James trying to tell us the solution that we must follow if we're going to follow God? Our lives are patterned in the way of God. God makes the way. But it's up to the individual to walk in the ways that God has given. Things will get broken. A marriage can get broken. Two people that are put together, and as we make our vows before the altar that we will love and cherish and keep. But all of a sudden, that marriage is broken. There's relationships that have come to, well, a great friendship. And then all of a sudden, the relationship is broken. Pastor will meet with church. Church will meet with pastor. There is a bond there between the two. And then all of a sudden, it's broken. Because things do get broke. You see, the psalmist wrote, reproach hath broken my heart, and I am full of heaviness. I looked for some pity, but there was none. I looked for some comfort, but then I found none. Do you feel like that today? Do you feel a heaviness of your spirit? Do you feel sometime that you're all alone, that there is no comfort and no one to take pity? Well, we've all been there, haven't we? In Psalms 59 and 16. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and my refuge in the day of my trouble. Let me give you three things to think about today. God can fix anything, and he will not always help us fix everything.
Sometime we've got to make choices. We've got to make choices of which direction to go. The Bible said, I set before you this day two roads, a broad road and a narrow road. And it's up to you and I to choose the road that we must travel. But on this road, regardless, whether it's broad or whether it's narrow, we will have our problems. There will be things that we will run into that will break down. Sometimes we see the scriptures very clearly, but we ignore them. There are some things God will not fix. Rather, he will let us live with our choices in life. When you choose it, you must live with it. When you make decisions, you must be able and willing to face the decisions that you made. David messed up on several occasions, but God still loved him, and he forgave him. However, David never was completely free of the burden of his past. Restore unto me, he said, the joy of thy salvation. After a relationship has been severed, after a great friendship has been severed, it is never the same. Because, you see, God can fix anything, and most things he will fix. Do you have a heart that needs to be fixed? Well, God can fix it. Notice in Psalms 34, 17, and 18, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all of their trouble. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and he saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Do you have a life that needs to be fixed today? Well, God can fix it. But maybe things have just not been quite right in your life. Things have come into your life that you need help with. Possibly you are discouraged. Possibly you are disappointed. Could it be that you need a closer walk with God? Could it be that you do not have...
I'm only human. I'm just a man. Help me believe in what I could be, all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. When you walk among men, well, Jesus, you know, as you're looking below, it's worse now than then. They're pushing and shoving, it's crowding my mind. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Help me today to do everything that I had to do.
One day a minister announced over the radio that he would speak on heaven the following Sunday, and I would like for everyone to be listening.
Well, that week he received a letter from an elderly gentleman that was very ill. And the letter went like this. Next Sunday, sir, you said you would be talking about heaven. Well, I'm much interested in that land. You see, I have held a clear title to a bit of property over there for so many, many years. No, I didn't buy it. It was given to me without money and without price. But the donor purchased it with a great, great sacrifice. Now, I'm not holding it for speculation since the title is not transferable. It is not a vacant lot. For more than a half a century, I have been sending up material out of which the great architect and the great builder of the universe has been building a mansion just for me. You see, termites, they can't mind its great foundation, for it rests upon the Rock of Ages. Fire will never destroy it. Floods cannot wash it away. No locks will never be placed upon its doors, for no robbers and no thieves will ever enter into the land, which will stand forever. It's now nearly completed and ready for me to enter and abide in that place forever without fear of ever being injected. There is a valley, a deep shadow between the place where I lived and often that to which I shall be journeying. I cannot reach my home in that city, but sir, I'm not afraid, because the best friend I ever had went through that same valley a long, long time ago. He drove away all of the gloom, and he has stayed with me through which I have walked. And ever since then,
from Luke's Gospel, chapter 22, verse 31, verse 32.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at the same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Something to Believe In depends upon you for financial support. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering made payable to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.